Expo has a transit number.
Oh, hi, Michelle, please.
I'm sorry?
I was looking for Michelle Narduzzi, or maybe you could help me. This is Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is Michelle the only one that handles that, or?
You've got me really confused. Why would you be processing any payment? We canceled your service a while ago.
Oh, let me see. I don't think the account has been canceled. It says...
It should have been suspended, not canceled.
Oh, that's the problem. So back in August of 2020, it says they spoke with someone that said cancel because you're going out of business. He said he had to lay off 4 drivers. He's not getting calls. He's been in business for 23 years, and this has never happened. We did a seasonal hold and a loyalty to help his business.
Hold on a minute. God damn it. Hold on a minute. People are trying to kill me out here. Sorry. I'm driving.
Okay. Oh, no problem. No problem. So, yeah, so I think what happened was that seasonal hold was set to end on March 22nd. So that's why now there's a past due balance, because when you have a hold, in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel.
So, you have no idea what's been going on. So the owner of the company's dead.
Okay.
She passed away in January.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My condolences.
And everything has gone to hell, and I don't know what to tell you. We can't use that service. There's really nothing left. I'm doing a few runs myself to keep some money coming in, but it's, you know, we don't have a building. I'm running out of my basement. I mean, you know.
Wow.
I don't tell
you. I want to give you an option, just because if this were to cancel, it's going to dramatically affect your business even worse, which is probably why they did. Well, I'm looking at your dashboard, and it's showing me that in the last 30 days, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,023 times, and you've had 140 Google actions, which include 25 clicks to your site and 115 clicks to call you. So while an account is in suspension, everything stays active. But when an account cancels, not only is the Google My Business going to be deactivated, but the Bing placement, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo City Search, all of the directories that we have you on, all of that will unravel. Plus, the website would come down.
Well, what's that been down?
No, the site that we have for you is still up, which is the one that's being promoted, which is transportation-centerfield.net. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But that
I know nothing about any of that. Website I was told was shut down because we haven't made payments. You can't go to it. You can't type in my website and find it. It's gone.
I just texted it to you so that you can see it. I know you're driving. I don't want you to have to do it right now, but that way later when you get to a safe spot, you can look at it.
Yeah, but if I can't find it, how are the customers finding it?
Because it's attached to Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages.
All right. So like 3 or 4 months ago, I went into Google and I set up because I knew that the Splash thing was shut down. So I went into Google and I set it up myself.
If you made a duplicate, that could hurt your rankings, or it could possibly not be verified, because I'm looking at your Google listing. I'll text this to you as well. And this is the one that we created for you because it has our website attached to it. So if you went in and created another one, Google will look at that as a duplicate, and the reason it won't publish is because it would hurt your rankings if it were, because you'd have two information or two profiles with duplicate information. But I just sent it to you. The one that I'm looking at has, this one has 10 Google reviews on it. You have a 4.6 star rating. That's the one that we're managing for you. And the reason I know that is that I'm logged into your Google listing and I can see that our website is attached to it. And when I click it, the website from Google, it comes up with our website as well. So this is the one that we're managing for.
So now it does or it has this whole time?
It has the whole time because when an account goes into a suspension or a seasonal hold, if you will, everything stays active during that suspension. They just stop your billing, and then the technicians don't do any active updates on it. But all of the profiles stay active. But if an account were to cancel, that's where everything gets deactivated, and that's where it would hurt your business. So I can give you a couple of options, though, to help you out, because I can see that when you called in back in August, she had applied a loyalty program to automatically apply, which means you'll get every other month for free. So right now you're on a situation where if you were to continue, you'd pay $129 today. Next month is your service credit, so it would be free. So you would be paid in full all the way until May 22nd. So, and let me just see if
I can. No, listen, I can't, I'm in that, this traffic sucks. Can we talk on Monday?
Yes.
Or maybe later this afternoon?
Of course. I'm going to text you. I'll text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777.
All right.
So
hold on, Tina. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'll get another call. I'm sorry. Just a second.
It's okay. Okay, so I sent you my line. I'll talk to you on Monday if I don't hear from you, but if you want to call me back, I'm here till 7 o'clock your time, okay?
All right, Monday I'm available after 11 a.m. In the morning, Mondays and Fridays I got dialysis patients and they keep you pretty tied up.
Oh, okay, no problem. I put a note in here to follow up with you on Monday. Is your name Scott, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw a note in here that we had talked to you before. Okay, I'll talk to you on Monday, and in the meantime, have a nice weekend, okay?
All right, and do me a favor, take Michelle's name off of everything. She's fired.
Oh, okay, so that wasn't your wife, that was another lady. Okay, no problem, I'll put your name on it for Scott Hamlin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you, bye.
Hello?